Yeah, I thought we played very well first half. I thought we had several chances to have gone ahead. I don't think they had any. In the second half, I thought they played better, got back into the game. But then we had two very good chances to go ahead again. And then on the next attack, they scored. I think that was their first shot. I thought it was more than comfortable from start to finish. Apart from one long free kick that bounced into our box. Thought we thoroughly deserved to score the equaliser. And overall, on the scale of things, I would have said that, I would have thought Barnet would say that they deserved to win that game comfortably.
And you certainly, it's always going to be a tough place to come, them chasing for the playoffs and everything, but you certainly held your own quite well to make them look like a side that don't deserve to be in the playoffs, potentially.
Well, let's not kid ourselves. No one can deny they are playing to get into the playoffs. That comes with an added pressure. It's the pressure that we haven't got at the moment. We played up most of the second half there with three up front, which is kind of a great laugh, isn't it, from my point of view. Just keep three up. They are playing under the pressure. We're not playing under that pressure at the moment. So it's a lot for them to cope with. It's a lot for them to deal with. And I would always say, and normally at this time of the year, I'm at the sharp end of the table, either at the top or the bottom. It's every point you get is a good point. And for them today, recently we've drawn away at Accrington 2-2. We've drawn away at Exeter. So we've been playing against some decent teams away from home. And each time we've played, we've been more than comfortable. And we've been very efficient, very effective. We had an 18-year-old and a 20-year-old in our midfield today. So we've been moving the team around a little bit. And, like I've always said, we've got a good squad of players now that they're all fit. We're a strong outfit.
You mentioned those results away at some of the top teams in the division this season. But going into next season, does that make you think that maybe you can mount a charge for the playoffs next season, potentially?
We're not into next season yet. We're into Tuesday night. We've got Notts County.
You made some changes going into today's game, including, you said yourself, the young Harry Taylor getting another 90 minutes under his belt. He doesn't look out of place in the side at all.
He's a good player. He's a fantastic player. The club's got a fantastic player. He's a fantastic player. He was superb. He was our best player at Exeter. Apart from their kid that they've got up front, who's an outstanding 20-year-old, whatever his name is, Ollie someone at Exeter. He's for 18 years old, he's very mature, he's very sensible, he listens, he takes it all on board. He can tackle, he can edit, he can play, he can run. And I had no hesitation about playing him. But then when you look at our bench and the players on our bench, we play Notts County on Tuesday, and as you can tell right behind me now, those players are all training. And those players are now, I'm going to get those ready for Tuesday night. Because I promised the whole squad that they would play, and the whole squad is going to play. I'm going to give them all games. They've all trained hard. They've done work very hard for me personally. They've given me a great deal of pleasure. And for the subs that are here today, they're going to be playing on Tuesday night against Notts County at home, and they deserve it.
Plenty of positives to take into that game as well today.
Yeah, very much so. Local derby, we had a good turnout behind the goal. I think all our supporters would have gone home at me. We tried to push for another goal at the end there. We're playing three up front, with three at the back, but we couldn't quite manage to get it. But, after our early season away form, it's been a big pickup for everybody, to, like I say, go away to Accrington, go away to Exeter, and now come here. But, I suppose it's a good day out, you could say.